Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Jimmy Zolo from Joe and Bella. And Jimmy, it's good to chat with you again, my friend.
Good to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Joe and Bella and the clothes that you guys make.
So Joe and Bella make adaptive apparel. Adaptive apparel just means clothes that are altered to make dressing faster or safer, easier, a little bit more dignified. And we do that specifically for older adults who are living with either physical and or cognitive changes. So an example would be we have a men's traditional looking button-down shirt, but the buttons are for show only, and hidden behind the buttons we've sewn in magnets. So someone that has Parkinson's or arthritis, or maybe they just had rotator cuff surgery, is able to put on that shirt by themselves independently, easily, and with a little bit less pain.
And I know this was inspired by your own family, right?
It is. So my grandmother was a wheelchair user. She was also diagnosed with dementia later in her life. And we were helping to care for her during the pandemic. And during the height of the pandemic, I was FaceTiming with her one day. And a nurse was in the room helping her to put on a sweater because my grandmother was cold. And it was a pretty shocking experience. My grandmother was crying from the level of pain from simply having to reach her arm back into her sleeve. And at the time, I figured, hey, there has to be something out there. And so we Googled around and found a few options that promised to make that process a little bit less painful, a little bit easier for my grandmother. And we ordered the items, and when they arrived to her, she refused to try anything on. So I gave her a call the next day and said, hey, Grandma, what's going on? What do you think about the new clothes? All she could tell me was, too ugly.
So there was adaptive clothing, but it was just, what, sweatpants? It was not attractive? It wasn't stylish?
Yeah, what wasn't her style? What wasn't nicely made, nicely constructed, and definitely didn't fit in line with what she was used to wearing.
Okay, so you knew then that you wanted to create something that was still stylish for people that have dignity and, you know, want to still look the way they look, whether they're at home or whether in a retirement community, whatever it is. So you went out, you found a designer to work with this stuff, and so yeah, it's buttons or magnets instead of buttons that are nicely sewn in, zippers in the right places, because it's not only about them putting on and taking off their clothes. For some people, it's for caregivers to have a little bit of an easy experience too, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The number one reason someone would move into a assisted living community of some sort is around dressing, and it's around going to the bathroom. And so our clothes are designed to allow both of those processes to be easier, not just for the person that is able to dress independently, but maybe needs a little bit of assistance. So maybe they're able to stay at home longer than they otherwise would have been, or if they still are going to be living in a memory care community or assisted living community, that process is going to go a whole lot faster, and it's going to be more dignified, and it's going to be less painful. We've kind of thought about everything. So for the pants are fitted so that it's meant for someone who's seated in a wheelchair all day. The shoulders and the armholes are larger. So every single component, yes, there's magnets and the zippers and those flashy things, but every fit detail to the specific fabric that we selected is meant to make that process a little bit easier.
We're talking with Jimmy Zolo from Joe and Bella. I go to joeandbella.com to take a look at these clothes. For me, this seems like a genius idea. Were investors all on board, or were some thinking you weren't doing the right thing? Like, tell us a little bit about that.
I appreciate it. Yes and no. So we've been really fortunate that folks who are connected to senior care in this country have been tremendously supportive of us. So we're backed by a group called Hamilton Insurance and Priority Life Care, in Viam Capital, all who are connected to senior housing and senior care in this country. But what I would say has been a little bit disappointing is that some of the traditional VCs haven't seen our vision, or at least have not yet fully understood it. A quick story would be is I had met with a really well-known venture capitalist locally here, And near the end of the meeting, they said, hey, you know what? I understand what you're doing. I understand why you're doing it. It seems like a nice mission. But our concern is the lifetime value of your customer. I said, what do you mean? They said, well, your customer's going to die. And that of course, we realized that that was not the right fit for us.
Right.
I made sure to remind the venture capitalists that someone with Parkinson's, someone who's a wheelchair user, someone who is early with dementia can go on to live for decades and a really long life. And by the way, this is an investor who invested in multiple products for babies and for toddlers. So I went on to remind him that, hey, someone's going to be an older adult a whole lot longer than they're going to be a baby.
Right,
so,
that's
so
true.
Not the right fit, not necessarily the reception we were hoping for when we kicked off fundraising, but we are really thrilled and grateful for those who have seen our vision and are backing and supporting what we're building.
Well, and also, we have a very aging population, right? Like, this is a large group of consumers ready to go.
The numbers are staggering. 10,000 Americans turn 70 every single day. Two-thirds of whom have one disability, two-thirds of that number have multiple disabilities. There are 10 million Americans over the age of 65 who are living with cognitive decline right now who do not realize it. By 2026, we will not have enough beds in our assisted living, in our memory care communities, in our nursing communities to fulfill the needs that this country has. And by 2033, there are going to be more Americans over the age of 65 than under 18 for the first time ever in the U.S. So the numbers are staggering. The challenge ahead for this country, both from the public and private sector, is right in front of us. And any organization, any company, any brand that is creating a product and or service that makes the lives of older adults easier, that saves them time, that makes helps extend independence, has a really compelling opportunity to win. And frankly, the time is now, because the time was 10 years ago, and we have to move quickly to support our aging population.
I'm on the website right now, joeandbella.com, your CareZips Adaptive Pants, Caregiving Magazine's Product of the Year. And then I love the slogan associated with the magnetic button-down shirt, easy on, easy off, easy on the eyes. I like that, Jimmy, because that's what it's all about. It's not just clothes. You know, you could put on sweatpants and maybe that's easier for some people to wear. It's still not adaptive, right? Like it's not smart. It doesn't think through the different postures of someone who is maybe dealing with something, or clothes, what you have here on the website, specifically designed for someone in a wheelchair, clothes specifically designed for someone with dementia, clothes specifically designed for someone with Parkinson's. And I've had a conversation with your designer out of Canada about what's so cool about it and what's so great about it. And I'm so glad we were able to share it with our listeners, Jimmy.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time, allowing us to share what we're building, who we're building it for, and why we're doing that. And hopefully this goes a long way in helping get the word out and allowing folks to dress easier with less pain and with a little bit more dignity.
JoeandBella.com. Jimmy, take care, okay?
Thanks, John. Talk soon.